Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, the opening prayer is this: Stir up the will of your faithful, we pray, O Lord, that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to fruitful completion, that they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies your kindness bestows. Stir up the will of your faithful, we pray, O Lord. We want to strive more quickly and more eagerly to bring your divine work to fruitful completion. We want to be what you created us to be. We want to announce your coming, your presence, and we want to be in a place where we can, in greater measure, show the healing remedies that your kindness bestows. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful prayer. What happens in this reading, I want to read you just the very beginning of the commentary. It says, "The Lord describes the unfathomable terrors of the last days, and yet he enjoins us to stand erect and raise your head. No terror on earth can overshadow the fact that we have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." That's who we are as Christians. We belong to God. And we've lived that commitment out here on this earth waiting for him. While the world remains perplexed by the roaring of the sea, in other words, all the earth's activities, while the world remains perplexed by the roaring of the sea, we listen with confidence to the loud voice of the great multitude in heaven, those who have gone before us, plus all the angels and the archangels. My goodness, there's an incredible chorus. So often, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but so often I think of when we're participating in the Mass that I just see this group of people that I'm at Mass with. It might be a whole church, and it might be a small chapel. It might just be a few people. That's what I see. But what in reality is there's a whole choir of angels and priests and people all over the world raising their arms in worship to God. That's reality. That's not just a pious thought. That's a reality. The worship that goes on in heaven goes on constantly, so that when we come together in our little group, in our chapel or in our church, we're just a small part of the billions of people who are around the throne, worshiping God through the liturgy or just in their own personal prayer. All we see are those around us, but God sees it all. You need to know that you're part of something so much greater than yourself. If you're a believer, you're part of something so much greater than yourself. And it's true. It's true. The opening prayer says, "Stir up the will of your faithful, we pray, O Lord, that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to fruitful completion, they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies that your kindness bestows." So what we want to do is get ready. That Advent is a time to prepare our hearts to welcome the King. It's not just a nice image, it's a reality. To rejoice in his birth, to rejoice in his presence among us, and to give our hearts solely and totally to him. That's what he wants. Before I get any more into the readings, let me repeat here something that I think is very important. I have a new CD. It's called Journey Through Advent Cycle C. Last year, those of you who bought a CD listened to Cycle B. This year is Journey Through Advent Cycle C. And to order it, simply go to our website, renewalministries.net. When you get there, click on Bookstore and then choose CD, and you can order it there. Remember to ask for Journey Through Advent Cycle C. Journey Through Advent Cycle C. I hope that it will be helpful to you in your preparation for the great feast of Christmas. The book of Revelation today, chapter 18, verses 1 to 2 and 21 to 23, and then chapter 19, verses 1 to 3 and 9. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth became illumined by his splendor. He cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a haunt for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, for every unclean and disgusting beast." A mighty angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such force will Babylon the great city be thrown down and will never be found again. No melodies of harpists and musicians, flutists and trumpeters will ever be heard in you again. No craftsman in any trade will ever be found in you again. No sound of the millstone will ever be heard in you again. No light from a lamp will ever be seen in you again. No voices of bride and groom will ever be heard in you again, because your merchants were the great ones of the world. All nations were led astray by your magic potion." What about the country in which we live? Is it leading people in the right way? Or is it simply worshiping the three main gods of money, sex, and power? Where are you? We might look down our noses at some of our politicians, etc., but what about you and what about me? What are my motives for what I do? Am I doing what is right? Let's not, you know, try to just, "Oh, well, I'm not as bad as this," or "I'm not as bad as that," or don't do that. Just look at yourself before God. If God were to judge you today, what would he say? Might be the biggest obstacle. What would he say to you? "All nations were led astray by your magic potion. And after this, I heard what sounded like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants.' And they said a second time, 'Alleluia, smoke will rise from her forever and ever.' And then the angel said to me, 'Write this: Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb.'" Are we ready to enter the marriage of God with his people? Are we welcome at that marriage altar? Are we welcome at that marriage table? "Blessed are they who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb." Blessed are they. Read that psalm, Psalm 100. Read it today. Read it again. Read it a third time. Let the word, because this word is living. This word has power to change your life. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 28, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth and a wrathful judgment upon this people." Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be caught up in any wrathful judgment. We want to make the right choices now so that ourselves, our families, our children, our grandchildren, all those we love, that we will not have to face a wrathful judgment because we repented of our sin here, now. Goes on to say, "They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all earth's nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. He's speaking of the coming of the Son of Man at the end of the world. We don't know when that's to come. It could come in our lifetime. It could come not for another 1,000 years. I do not know. We don't know. But the point is, are we ready if he calls? And it's a good time to look at that during Advent, to say, have I grown in this past year? Am I following? Have I been able to conquer, at least get into some order, one area of sin in my life? Am I open to bringing before the Lord some area of my life that I say, I need to change this? Will you help me and give me the grace to do so? Make your heart more ready to receive the King. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, in other words, don't run, don't hide, don't panic, what Scripture tells us to do, but when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. The Redeemer will come to save us. And we do not know the day or the hour of that final coming. It could be tomorrow. It could be 50 years from now, 100 years from now. The point is, we don't know, so that we're called to be ready. And this time of Advent, of opening our hearts and saying to the Lord, Lord, I want my life to be able to welcome you, body, mind, and spirit. I want my life to be more welcoming to you this Christmas. I want you to have more of my life than you've had in the past year. God, will you give me the grace? Just make one change. Don't try to turn your life upside down and inside out. Just one thing you could let go of, one thing you could renounce, one thing you could repent for. Just one thing. And if you do that, God will bless it. You'll see. God will actually bless that and draw closer to you in some way that after a while, you won't recognize it usually right away, but after a while you'll see, I'm different. I'm not so stingy. I'm not so selfish. Because you've said to the Lord, Lord, change me, help me. And when I fail, give me the grace to come to you and repent. Even if I have to do it 5 times a day. Just fight the battle. Fight the battle. Because what you're doing is making room for your Savior. And that day then will not catch you off guard, but you'll be ready. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are in such difficult straits here in this country and in the church. May we humble ourselves before God. May we open our lives to God and ask that he can be glorified once again through us. Let's pray for one another in this coming Advent season. May God abundantly bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.